Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
From Hosea 2:15, the valley of Achor will become a doorway to hope. Biblical references to valleys generally symbolize a state of hopelessness. The valley of Achor, or trouble, got its name when Achan's family was stoned to death and Israel's armies were defeated. Feeling hopeless is part of the human condition, and many of history's most notable heroes experienced it. William Penn said, "There is scarcely anything around us but ruin and despair." Lord Shaftesbury announced, "Nothing can save the British Empire from shipwreck." Benjamin Disraeli declared, "In industry, commerce and agriculture, there's no hope." And Lord Grey lamented, "The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see the light again in our lifetime." There are naysayers and prophets of doom everywhere. And if you buy into what they're selling, you'll end up convinced that there's no hope for your situation. Nothing could be further from the truth. Paul said, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." God can transform your valley of Achor into a door of hope. It's the same promise he made to his people even after they turned their backs on him. He said in Isaiah 65:10, "The Achor Valley will be a resting place for my people who search for me." As Henry Blackaby observes, "Optimists don't ignore the difficulties, but the knowledge of God's presence prevents them from becoming discouraged. It's impossible to stand in his presence and be a pessimist. If we focus on our problems, they'll seem gigantic. But as we focus on God, we see our situation in perspective and are assured that all things are possible." From Vision's Word for Today, Reason for Hope.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.